Now, the pro-Taliban group in Pakistan says it's ready to send militants to assist ISIL terrorists in Iraq and Syria. The Pakistani militants say they fully support ISIL's goals and are proud of what they call their victories. The pro-Taliban group in Pakistan has ordered its followers to help the ISIL in its campaign to set up a caliphate in the swathes of land they've taken over in northern Syria and Iraq. Recent reports show that pamphlets have been distributed in the Pakistani city of Peshawar with an aim of recruiting the people to join the terrorist group. There are growing concerns that many could join the terrorist group. Anti-American sentiment has been running high in Pakistan over deadly drone strikes in the country's northern tribal region. For more on this, let's go to New York and talk to Arif Rafiq, adjunct scholar with the Middle East Institute. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Rafiq, the fact that pro-Taliban militants are to join the ISIL terrorists, what does this indicate?
Thank you for having me on. Well, there were two statements that came out today from two separate Pakistani Taliban factions. Both expressed solidarity with ISIL, but they did not give the bayah or the pledge of allegiance to this group. And so that's important. What we see is that militant groups inside Pakistan, these Takfiri jihadist groups, are hedging. And so they see that ISIL is ascendant, and so they want to be part of that in some shape or form. But they've yet to make a formal declaration of allegiance to this group. And the reason for that is because there are other groups in the region in their own proximity that are quite powerful still, such as the Afghan Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has been depleted or weakened, but it still is a force that has very much fused itself with Pakistani jihadist groups. And so what we see is that, like any other political organization, These Pakistani Taliban groups are hedging and sort of trying to have a foot in both worlds. So they have said that they will support ISIL by, you know, offering a weapon, offering manpower and some sort of moral support. But that hasn't manifested in the form of a formal declaration of allegiance.
And is there anything that the Pakistani government could do to prevent this from happening?
Well, you know, Pakistan faces a broad threat from jihadist groups that have no connection to ISIL right now. So just today, Shia Muslims were killed by Lashkar-e-Jhangvi terrorist organization, and right now they have no direct connection with ISIL. And so, you know, the problem isn't simply groups that are connected to ISIL. It's a broad phenomenon that has developed over the past few decades. And for Pakistan, the challenge is to develop a counter-narrative, a sense of what it means to be Pakistani, and to stand up against these militant groups that kill Pakistanis and Muslims, and offer a different perspective of citizenship, that, you know, all Muslims are equal, all citizens are equal, and that we cannot tolerate the fact that these non-state actors are killing innocent civilians within our terrain, and we must hold them accountable, we must punish them through the legal system, and defend the rights of all of our citizens, irrespective of their religious background or ethnicity.
And how much would this stir relations between the governments of Iraq, Syria, and Pakistan?
Well, you know, that's another factor that kind of relates to the broad regional spectrum. And so, you know, there are militant groups inside Pakistan that have targeted Iran to some degree, and that relates to the rivalry between different actors in the Gulf. And you know, it's in Pakistan's interest to distance itself from those groups and ensure that its own territory is not used to target any of its neighbors. And that's something that Pakistan's neighbors also need to do. And so what we need is a region in general in which there is a, you know, less of a reliance on proxies and non-state actors to achieve, you know, the goals of the state, and for the regional states, all of them, to work together to achieve peace and stability.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Arif Rafiq, adjunct scholar with the Middle East Institute from New York. Thanks for your time there, sir.